thoughts. Thoughts are not things. If they were, everyone would be living in a mansion and driving $92,000 cars. Sutter Ruthepish. Thoughts are not things. Many New Age bestsellers will tell you that thoughts are things. Okay, if that's true, then what about the dead soldiers in Vietnam? Or what about the children dying in St. Jude's Children's Hospital? Did their thoughts bring on their destiny? All right, let's talk. Thoughts can magnify things and tilt them towards you. They can. I mean, what you think about comes about, and what you focus on grows. But just as certain people appeared in your life just at the, quote, right moment, unquote, and just when you needed them. Also, like how the man who uses intuition and, quote, thought to locate where the gold is within the mountain. But thought can't mine the gold. Mint the gold into currency or stamp the eagle upon the minted coin. Only hands can do that through, quote, action, which is another word for elbow grease. Thoughts can never be things until you obligate your success by demonstrating your desire and preparing for the intent into congruent forecasting actions. Therefore, it is the combustible measure of the two combined, thought and its intention, ripped into an equal supply of obligating action that brings kings their courts and Columbus his America. Make no bones about it, success is a spiritual experience. Because without the faith to demonstrate your wishful intent into the unseen and unknown, there is no coin to mint. That's because knowledge and even intent alone cannot apply itself. Knowledge just simply can't apply itself. It takes you. It takes you, your action, to take what you've learned and actually begin to press your intent into the universe. The mere rehearsal of mind mapping and cutting out pictures of big homes and staring at them while plastered all over your mystical New Age dream calendar are no more relevant than the car without an engine. It's a map without a passage. Part one, the measure of desire is pursuit. Part two, without action and pursuit, desire becomes a life of regret. Part three, you don't get what get it right. You just have to get it going. It's true, what you think about comes about. Thank you. For the faith of a grain of mustard seed, something so small, could move a mountain. Thought. But faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. The man who reaches the top is never plucky ne'er-do-well who is unorganized, fearful, and lives a life that gives evidence to his mediocrity. No. The untied man always plays second fiddle to the doer, and the uncertain, timid, ho-hum man always ends up carrying the lunch of the men of vigor, valor, faith, action, strong. The strong man, the conquering chef, if you will mass his combined attributes of his focus. Concentration and desire and assaults of his difficulties with the sheath of energy. The high man is calculated, calm, and certain. He musters resolve and combusts his energy into acute action. Just as compulsively as a squirrel burrows for his nuts, the high man is a living model and an illustration, a living demonstration of can do. And action into all who fall into his path. an action. More importantly, the high man makes mincemeat out of his lower self and fights with great ammunition into his weaker non-action self. The yin and the yang, the bipolar, the light and the dark, the low tide and the high tide, the angel and the devil on the shoulder. The little men who stand in line in gossip parlors and beg for state-run lotteries and false hopes of striking free money in the form of get-rich-quick lotteries, tickets. Those men whose failures can be seen by how they complain and how they dress and in how they paddle fear. Life doesn't suck, doesn't it? Back and forth to each other. Oh my, oh me, oh me. I owe. But it gets even worse, more evidence. Those men's lives can be traced from their failures all the way back to all they said that they would do and decided not to do. Therefore, we can deduct that their ability to concentrate remains near child's level. Here too, he who cannot obey thyself will learn to obey another man. See, the truth is, what you fail to control will be controlled by someone else. So when you don't invest, and you don't save your money, and you don't think to the future, and you don't set aside, and you don't learn these skills, you will be controlled by another man. You will always be at the mercy of the government and to other people. Winston Churchill used to say that courage is the original quality that comes before all others, because without courage, no attribute can survive. It takes courage to be an investor, not knowledge. Knowledge is as simple as a fucking Google. Just fucking Google it. What you don't know, you actually choose not to know. That's the funny thing. See, we live in the most prosperous time ever in human history. And if there's something you don't know, you just chose to be fucking ignorant. You chose not to actually Google it. And so that's why you don't know. You've chosen it. To sharpen the point, let's agree that players become useless without courage. Who cares if you don't walk the talk? The man who wins is the man who can extend his willpower and focus longer than the lower man who gives up, who picks up his tent and went home to boil himself some stew of regret and shame. The feeling of fear is nothing more than a fantasy, a false response to the unknown. To escape it, you simply have to confront it and walk through what you fear. Yes, you are allowed to start immediately, if not sooner. Emerson said that fear has stolen more people's success than any one thing. What robs people of their ultimate joy is their fear of rejection, failure, ridicule, and fear of the unknown. What you fear is a lie. It is perverted distortion of reality that you taught yourself to rely on in order to step away from achieving more. It's just simply a fucking cop-out that you've given yourself. Someone taught this to you. Begin now to reprogram yourself. Furthermore, fear is unreal, and the response actually grants you power. It grants you power to whatever you fear you believe in. This is how procrastination settles in. Wanted: people who are 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Warning: the wilting man with nobody home written on their uninspired faces, who have motionless feet of clay and who can't move the hearts of other people, need not apply. We are looking for experienced people, preachers of plenty, ministers of more. We seek pioneer doers and people who drink the tonic of panic and terrify and the brew of fear and risk daily. Who can stare down their own mediocrity daily and who are 100% willing to rule and dominion over other people and who live in an economy of, oh, poor me, and who dare not boil down their own will to win. What you think you are is what you think you do, and what you think you do is what you ultimately have. Hey guys, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. As always, if you don't have a free copy of my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, simply hit me up by email, by DM, by text. I look forward to it. If you haven't already subscribed to my YouTube page, I'd appreciate it. Giving out a lot of cool content completely free of charge. If you want to jump in on my happy group of traders, I've offered people, I've got 4 books left of my I did a pre-order. We sold 46 of them. There are 4 books left. They're $45. It's basically my trading plan, my blueprint. I turned it into a book, made it a little more palatable to read. If you would like to get that, I got 4 left, and that's it. I'm going to wait a few months, and then we'll do a 3rd edition. God bless.